Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wolma.
I'm Rachel Santos.
I'm Johnny Santos.
I'm Sean Francis.
And I'm James River.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I'll preface this by saying that this idea I came up with in middle school. And so I think it's a good idea, but the branding I think would need to change. So it was a drive-through China buffet. So, yes. So it's basically you just convert a car wash and you get just a bunch of buffet trays and hot plates and heaters in there and just line the sides of the car and you put it on a track and then you just scoop whatever you want. And it could be other types of buffet. You could do, you know, Golden Corral or Mexican or whatever. You could whatever you wanted, any cuisine. And then they weigh your car before and after. And so everything's divided up price wise by weight. And so you could technically, it's all you can eat still, but you just are paying for a lot more because otherwise people, you know, would take advantage of it. But you've got a baseline fee, and then they weigh it as well. So there's an aggregate there. But I thought that would have some markets that would be, especially during COVID when, you know, although there's a lot of other food safety issues associated with just letting people scoop, sure. Because people are disgusting. All the food safety concerns are there. Plus you're also adding cars into the mix. So then it's like everything's being like constantly like peppered with exhaust.
I was going to say lightly seasoned with a touch of motor exhaust.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't you go into neutral when you're on the I've actually never done a automatic car wash. It's still on.
And I would imagine it's a non-zero amount of carcinogens going into the air.
I can see some dude in a truck just rolling coal, just peppering all the food.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it this way. Like, there's still exhaust coming off of your car even when it's parked.
So. Exactly. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it's a great idea, but I did. It was something I did as a school project.
Love that.
I thought it was a great idea, and I even made a little logo for it, which now I probably would call it something else. But I did. It was the name I had for the restaurant was Mick Wong's.
Love it.
I think there's some issues with
the drive-through. That's why.
Yeah, you get it.
If I was a homeless person, I would thrive near one of these.
Right? No, exactly. Yeah, the dumpster at the end of the night is like insane.
Don't you mean you would drive near one of those?
Homeless.
I'm gonna drink during that pause break.
We'll cut out the pause, and then it'll look like we just actually laughed at the joke.
I'm picturing, so you'd have to be right up next to the...
Yeah, that's the other thing, The ergonomic angles of going through would be problematic, too. So.
Oh, just a little bit.
And then you got to sneeze. You're not going to sneeze in the car.
Some of the things have, like, a roof to it. Where the food is,
right? Yeah, you have this. Still have the sneeze guard.
Arm might get caught.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, how and also how do you control? Like how? Like are you just constantly going at the same speed? So you just have to like time everything, and maybe you have to go through. Oh man, I didn't get the orange chicken, so now I got to pull back around.
So some guy drives through backwards, just trying to get the orange chicken.
Right.
The car accident.
Yeah.
I could see somebody having like a mirror and just knocking over a whole plate of mashed potatoes.
You know? Oh, that too. Yeah,
say,
yeah. If someone
have
has
to put the mirrors in,
right? You pull the mirrors in, or if you have like you know anybody that has like truck nuts or flags or whatever, like any ephemera hanging off of their vehicle, that's a hazard. The other thing I realized. So this is mostly just me like explaining why my idea is bad, but it's also like if you do it by the weight option, you're also opening yourself up to like people load like bearing their way in, like bringing like sacks of potatoes or like concrete blocks and then dumping them like while they're going through the thing. So you'd have to have staff basically making sure that you're not leaving anything behind.
I would think, because it is an interesting issue, a problem where it's like how would you do a buffet when mm-hmm. you're sitting in your car? I mean, mm-hmm. there's different ways. You could have the car moved on the track, like you said. You mm-hmm. could have the car parked and, like, all of the food be on a track.
Ooh, that's – that. Yeah, so it's like those sushi restaurants where they all just, like, go around in a circle. Have you ever been in one of those?
No.
They have a conveyor belt, and you just grab the food off of it as it goes by your table.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Chinese Sonic.
Right, exactly. And that was also why I was like, you know, maybe, you know, we don't want to box ourselves into one type of food. You could also have it, you know.
Yeah, why limit yourself, right?
And maybe different days of the week. You'd have, you know, you have barbecue Wednesdays. You have burger Fridays, fish food. Yeah.
Here's what you could do. I think this might be a plausible thing inspired by your idea. So you pull up to the drive-through menu, but it's not a static menu. Mm-hmm. It's a screen and you're looking at the buffet. There's like a sliding, a robot arm with the camera and with a plate that moves back and forth.
So you can
move back and forth. You can tell it like,
yeah, you just pre-select. It's like a touchscreen.
You could either tell it to one more scoop,
Yeah, like when you're at Chipotle and you're just like, and a little bit more. So, and a little bit more.
And you could say,
tell me when.
Move this way, move that way. So it would be a virtual.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be moving.
Right.
The camera would be moving.
The spirit is still there, though. I like that.
You'd need a shit ton of video screens.
Right.
And you'd have to deal with what if one robot arm is in the way of the other one. Like, can one jump past the other one somehow?
Mm-hmm.
Or does every lane have their own buffet line with their own containers of food so they
don't have to
deal with passing each other as they slide back and forth.
Yeah, there's like a core. Yeah, it like has to do all the algorithm math so it knows like, okay, this is how they don't crash into each other.
Are motorcycles allowed?
I mean, you know, in this hypothetical, completely unfeasible scenario, I don't see why not. It's as much as you can carry. So if you, you know, want to try and fill a sack of food. That's the other thing. It's like,
I can just see
people bringing their own like containers and just like loading an entire like gallon bucket of fried rice or whatever.
Just like a shop vac and just suck everything up.
Right, yeah.
There was a Jimmy Neutron episode about this. I swear to God.
It could have been. I that wasn't one of my shows, but I can imagine that.
Oh, man, I think he made a restaurant or something that like, fully ran by robots.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then I thought like the robots eventually like took over the restaurant or something like that. I don't know.
Right. Well, I was just thinking,
and it went to space. That episode.
Yeah, restaurant of the future. I mean, they're already essentially doing some of it, like DoorDash and things like that are starting, and some of the bigger cities are starting to use drones and robots and things like that. Like when you're walking down the sidewalk and there's the little weird looking dog things.
Pizza Hut was using like driverless cars in like Houston or something.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're almost there as it is, but I still like the idea of like, I don't want to cook, but I don't want to like just stay at home. So I'm going to hop in the car and still drive to the old country buffet, but I can't, I don't want to go inside. So I'm just going to scoop. Cause it's like the other thing with like DoorDash or any of those things. It's like, everything's very like limited to what they predetermine, you know, 9-piece nuggets or whatever, or, you know, this X amount of mac and cheese or coleslaw. You know, I want to be able to decide, I want a little less of this and a little more of that. So
what if you, so that your car is on a track, mm-hmm. what if there's a table next to the car?
Okay.
So you have to actually get out of your car and then sit at the table, and the table moves with the car so you can scoop.
This is moving away from the drive-through aspect of it, but I keep going.
You're facing the food, so you can grab it with two hands, so you're at a, like a right angle. You still have to worry about if you go past it, it's too late to grab it. But then you would have to, when you're done, you'd have to stand up and get back in the car. So it's not as annoying as getting out of the car and walking into a restaurant, but you do have to get up and walk like two steps to a table. Is that like too much effort?
I see where you're going with that. I feel like I'm not opposed to it necessarily, but I feel like Americans in general are going to be too lazy for that amount of work.
Could you imagine if that's how they were doing COVID tests during the pandemic? Like, just, you could go into the restaurant, but jump on my mobile table so I can give you this.
Yeah, and we'll just keep everybody 6 feet apart.
Your arm is moving, and they're just trying to time it right.
You know, I can just imagine, like, it's like one of those, like, those pie arms just chucks it into your car.
Right, yeah. There's, like, so many...
like, egg rolls.
There's so many options for failure and malfunction.
You're allergic to seafood, and you just get like a piece of shrimp stuck in your like air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you get in your car, you start having a reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Cross contamination, allergies, all of this. Again, this is essentially why this idea is doomed to fail. But
I would sue the dog shit out of Mick Wong's. I would make so much money.
It basically is, yeah, this is like a class action lawsuit, like dream.
I found truck nuts in my mac and cheese. I'm suing.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the idea.
The credit card scanner would be like those wavy things at the end of the car wash or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You hold up the card and it just slides across it, and then that's how it pays.
Yeah, or you hold up your phone to the Apple Pay tap, and it's just waving back and forth across your windshield.
Tap,
and then they have like another one. They have like the other wavy arms, but it just like traps you if you don't like pay.
Yeah, I was gonna say like tap doesn't work, so it just automatically calls the police.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and at the end, instead of like an air freshener for your car, they give you like a tree shaped dinner mint.
Any shows or anything you want to plug before we go?
Yeah, come check out Mondays at the Comedy Project, Comedy Outlet Mondays, every Monday at 7 p.m. in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I also perform on the weekends there, so check out their weekend shows, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 and 10, for improv and sketch specifically. But Monday, we got a little bit of everything.
I'm at Comedy at the Creek in Diamonddale, Michigan on September 23rd.
Cool.
Us too.
Nice.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This Friday, I'm going to be in Waterford at the Irish Tavern with Mikeaholics.
I'm doing Detroit to LA at Mark Ridley's on the 12th. I've got a sad clown comedy show on the 14th.
So I'm doing Sean's show, Comedy Outlet Monday, on September 18th. I have a Twitch stream called Gamey McFitness that's unrelated to comedy. I build video game controllers into fitness machines.
What? And then
play games on them. I just finished the rowing machine one. I'm going to try right after this.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.